The United States Interior Department is dropping charges against the lone Marshall protest fisherman who was sighted this fall. Jason Isaac of Marshall was charged by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service after he admitted to investigators that he fished for king salmon in the Yukon River during a closed period. Shane Iverson of member station KYUK in Bethel reports.
Isaac was one of about 20 fishers that protested the unprecedented subsistence fishing restrictions on the lower Yukon. But now the tribal administrator in Marshall, Nick Andrews, says that the feds are no longer pursuing the charges against him. Andrews says the tribe received a letter from the Office of the Solicitor under the U.S. Department of the Interior.
And the letter stated that United States will be dismissing the violation notice effective immediately.
Andrew says that residents in the Lower Yukon Village are pleased that Isaac, who is the only law enforcement officer in the village, is no longer up against the charges.
Well, people in Marshall are happy. We've got closure.
A call to the Office of the Solicitors was not returned, but Andrew is crediting attorney Heather Kendall Miller for her behind-the-scenes efforts to have the case dismissed. Kendall Miller is an attorney with the Native American Rights Fund in Anchorage. She says she followed the story through news reports and got involved when Isaac was charged.
It just seemed like very poor judgment on the part of Fish and Wildlife.
During the illegal fishery, Marshall fishers caught about 100 kings and distributed them to the neediest members of the community. Many elders said the only kings they received this year came from those drifts. Kendall Miller met with Fish and Wildlife Regional Director Jeff Haskett and urged him to push for the charges to be dropped.
Mr. Haskett agreed that circumstances suggested that they reconsider the citation.
Tribal Administrator Nick Andrews says the protest has been a resounding victory for the tribe and other subsistence users throughout the state.
Our intention was to get the attention of the Palin administration. We also wanted to address the federal and state fishery managers and shed light onto the powerful pollock high seas industry. And that was achieved. And this opened doors for more dialogue into the subsistence debate.
Since the protest, the Alaska House Resources Committee held a hearing in Bethel where salmon management was a major topic, and the Department of the Interior has announced plans for a sweeping review of federal subsistence management practices. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.